This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
College football, it's a fast-moving train. Get on or get run over. Bryce Underwood dragging Michigan fully into the NIL era. Who knows if he pans out, but he gives him a jolt and a real shot at dynamic play from the quarterback position, and he will bring others with him. It's a big day for Michigan. We're going to get the phone calls, get your thoughts. Let's go to Mel in Detroit. Mel, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
Just Coach Mel, Coach Bryce Underwood, when he was 8 years old. And I'm going to tell y'all, will he pan out? On this day, he's not only going to pan out, he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. What made this guy spectacular was his mental capacity. He was reading defenses at 8 years old. He took our plays and he was checking out of them as eight. Will he pan out? Man, them throws, Michigan quarterback, he was doing that at 11 years old. And this all is documented. You can go on YouTube and check it out.
Oh, yeah.
He, fellas, I'm telling you, I've been coaching for 10 years. He's Tom Brady on steroids. And if you set and if you talk to this guy, you will know. I don't know would he pan out. I know he's going to pan out. I know Michigan will win more games, and I know they will win the championship. He's going to be the number one pick in the NFL. $10 million? That's petty. That's petty. And I'm telling you, you could talk to every coach that coached him. We give him plays. He knew how to read coverages at 8 years old. 4.0 student since he was 8 years old. He's Tom Brady on steroids. Everything I'm saying is documented. Michigan, Motor City Wolverines, he played for.
Yep.
He beat me when I coached against him when he was on Raiders. He beat me, and I knew that I couldn't beat this kid. He was doing too much stuff. 50-yard throws at 8 years old. I'm going to tell you like this. It's certain kids that is made for this. We've seen Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. I think the guy's made him to play football. This all he knows, studying and playing football.
You are laying it on real thick. I'm not mad at you. You've seen him up close. The only reason I said we don't know is we've seen five stars with pedigrees who rose up through the youth ranks at their state level not turn into star players. I don't mean to disrespect Bryce Underwood at all. And I do think it's a huge day for Michigan. Mel, appreciate the phone call and the perspective on him.
Well, you love it when athletes really want to work at what they do. One of the things that made Calvin Johnson so great was he was gifted at birth with a lot of things most human beings are not gifted with. But along with that, he was gifted with the drive to be the best. A lot of athletes are really good at what they do, but they're just good at what they do. They don't have that, I want to study film. How can I beat you? How can I, like, the competitive angle of it? I've had the wonderful opportunity to be around guys like a Charles Woodson, like a Champ Bailey, like Megatron. And those are very few and far between. So when you see it at a young age and it continues throughout the course of a young career, you're hoping that it continues at the next step. There's no guarantee, but it gives you all the advantages in the world to reach that success.
And speaking of no guarantees, these recruiting rankings are not gospel. But this is the second best recruit the University of Michigan has ever brought in since they've been tracking this. The only one better was Rashawn Gary, who he delivered. He's in the NFL. He's still doing very well for himself. If you had the equivalent of a Rashawn Gary at quarterback, knowing what that position means in today's college football, if you can solidify the next 3 years of dynamic, mobile, dangerous quarterback play, I mean, it's a game-changing foundational move for Michigan if he pans out. And I have to say if just because he's a high school athlete. They're all ifs. You'd rather go into battle with a guy with the track record of this player, and Michigan lands him. And it does ask the question about how much brighter the future is. I mean, you're staring down a 6-6 football season, not feeling great about your program, and a move like this suddenly jolts you back to life a little bit. Let's get to Mark in Detroit. Mark, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's Love up?
Yeah, I think that this is a great move for Michigan football going forward in the future. I believe that now the head coach that's currently there, he'll get actually the first opportunity next year to really make it a, taking the program and putting his name on the program and seeing what he's really capable of doing as the head coach as far as well as developing a program. Mm-hmm. As far as this transfer portal thing, it's just the new landscape of college football. You know what I mean? So we just as fans, we just have to get used to it. There's some nuance of it I don't like the how many times you can actually transfer as a player. I think they need to cut that. I think they need to give it a limit. I think for me, I think a limit of two. Once you commit to a college, you got one more opportunity to transfer, and that's it. I don't think you need the unlimited transfers to prove if you're a good college football player or not. As far as the money, the universities, the ADs, everybody's making money. Why shouldn't the college football players
right.
make some a little bit? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's my viewpoint on it.
Well, Mark, appreciate the phone call. And yeah, in terms of limiting transfers, I don't know the right answer. I think there needs to be an answer. I mean, if your coach leaves, I think you should have a window to leave. I think you should
There's
get at least
reasons.
One mulligan, maybe not unlimited mulligans. Because that's the concern here is you get paid, not Bryce specifically, but a guy gets paid and then more money opens up somewhere else at another school the very next season. And it wasn't enough that you paid a guy millions and millions of dollars. There's a bigger bag at a school down the road. And I understand, do what's best for you and your family, but the sport has to maintain some level of competitive balance too. And I think that's where we get into, will there be salary caps with revenue dollars used on players? Will there be caps on transfers? I mean, these are things that do need to be sorted out.
Well, there is going to be a cap on revenue dollars. But
then how do you legislate NIL? Because if everybody's still going to have their collectives, it's still going to be the same thing. It's just going to raise the floor.
Yeah.
But it's still going to mean Georgia and Michigan and Alabama and Texas, any of these big revenue teams who also have big collectives, are just going to use the collectives to one-up everybody else
right.
like it currently already happens.
Mm-hmm. It's the business of college football. And right now there are very few rules that are consistent from state to state or school to school.
Tony and Carlton, what do you think of Tom Brady on steroids picking Michigan? You're on 97.1.
Well, my comment is this is I don't have a problem with the athletes getting paid. I think they deserve it. I think one of the problems with the Bryce Underwood situation is you're giving a kid who's that young that much money, who lives from Belleville, he lives where he lives, to Ann Arbor, so close together that during the off season, during the week, you know, when he's got time off after school, he can go home. And sometimes that can be a distraction for athletes because they're hanging out with their same friends. Now they got this abundance of money. It could cause them to get in trouble. Sometimes it's better that the kid goes away from their state and their hometown. That way they can kind of grow as a team with their team and they don't have the distractions of their childhood friends maybe that could cause them that.
Yeah, it was a huge trouble for me. I say it jokingly. Has it been an issue for Aiden Hutchinson? Like, this was part of the discussion. All of these guys need to go away because of their friends or, you know, being too close to home. I think it is not giving enough credit to the individual that they're going to make the decisions that are best for them. Is every kid going to make a really good decision? No. They're 17, 18, 19, 21 years old. But let's give a little bit more credit for the people that we have heard from that are familiar with some of these recruits.
Yeah.
Have we heard anybody call in and say, oh, man, he makes really bad decisions?
No, people have really stuck up for the person he is, not just the player he is. And I do think it's case by case. Yeah, I think money exaggerates who you are, right? Well, if you're a well-rounded, grounded person, money isn't going to turn you into an undisciplined person. If you're undisciplined and then you get money, it's going to multiply it and make it a huge issue.
And you look at any school in state, Michigan State, Michigan. Where is the highest percentage of their roster from? In state.
Yeah.
And so are all those kids making a bad decision?
No, they're going to hang out.
They should all go out of state. Like, to me, that's just a ridiculous argument.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We are going to get a few more thoughts on Bryce Underwood. We've got to talk Lions. It's a football Friday, and the NFL season is very much in the thick of it. Lions on the road. Are they on the road this week? I don't think it's going to feel like a road game. We'll get to that before the hour ends. It's 97.1.
TGIF. And obviously, we all know it's Friday. We love Fridays. Every Friday night, FanDuel is giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA first bets. First bets lets you get in on all the action from the opening tip. You can bet from things like who's going to score the first basket, which team will be the first to 15, and there's a lot more to choose from. And best of all, you don't have to wait for the entire game to be over to know if you won. Just look for Friday First in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to claim your Friday First profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. You must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a game changer for Michigan. Bryce Underwood from Belleville, the number one player in his class, picks Michigan, flips from LSU. If the reported $10 million is true, I'm sure that didn't hurt. But it gives Sharon Moore a cornerstone early in his tenure. It gives Michigan a shot at a real dynamic quarterback, and it pushes them fully into the NIL era. Game changer whether he is or not that Michigan is in here throwing haymakers, putting big bags of cash out there. And yes, the relationships matter. Sharon has stressed that with us. But it can't solely be about, hey, I really trust the coach in today's college football. You got to pay the freight. And it looks like Michigan has entered that level of college football. Let's get to James in Southfield. James, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. And good morning, John. And good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. This real quick, I wanted to address the guy in reference to the donation side, the charitable side. The sophisticated donor has a realistic idea of how they're going to bring that kind of money. And what we have to recognize is that the athlete has labored, the college athlete, the superior athlete, has labored for this type of due. John can talk to that. I had a son who was an All-American in high school. And he did not get the benefits of this type of program. The university got the rewards of his ability to play and all the things with it, jersey sales and TV revenue and all that. But this is a process that is long overdue, and the young man and the university has to come up to that, and that's why he is there. And so I just want to let him know that there's sophisticated donors who understand to donate to the proper cause. And the messaging that it brings will allow that type of donor to come to it. Let the football guys get their due because they've labored for it for a long time. Thank you.
James, I think that's well said. Because you talk about these sophisticated donors, and I mentioned it at the time as well. This is not the only thing that they're donating to. They are donating to hospitals. They're still donating to the athletic department. They're still donating to the universities. This is just a piece of the pie.
Correct. And they want to be able to diversify their portfolio. So, and again, the football, I know a lot of the athletes. they have labored years after year to get to this point in history. And so it's just the evolving of what football is, and Michigan is now coming up to par with that. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the school doing that, and other schools would get
to it. James, how's your son doing now? What's he up to?
Oh, he did very well. He went to be an All-American. To work with that, he became an All-American in college from high school, was very, very good, and he went on to play professional football.
Oh, congratulations.
That's awesome. Yeah, you should be proud of that. And appreciate
his name, though. Thank you.
Okay, and appreciate the phone call. Yeah, we had some people call in, discussed it, the landscape of college football. But to his point about the labor, right, this is big business. College football is not amateurism as much as people want to believe that. It's shamateurism, if it's anything. I mean, There's a lot of money in college athletics, and the idea that the actual people putting the work in, the people we tune in to watch, weren't getting a cut, long overdue. So, yeah, it's clunky right now. Wild, wild west right now. I'm not mad at them for getting what they can get at all. That doesn't disgust me at all that they're like professionals. Okay, they're putting a lot of work in. I have no issue with them in a semi-professional setting getting wages, getting paid to be there.
And trust me, I'm only human. There are times when moments of college athletes getting paid.
Does it bother you?
Well, it doesn't bother me that they're getting paid. Am I jealous? Yeah.
That's human nature.
I mean, yeah. When you're an All-American and captain and national champ, Big Ten champ, you're like, wait a second here. Where was mine? So, yeah. I mean, that's just the human part of me.
Yeah, of course.
And so it's... But I don't begrudge these kids. It's just the same thing in pro sports. Everything is going to evolve. And everything is going to continue to... All the numbers are continuing to go up. We have not seen a year in the NFL where spending has gone down. We're not going to see a year in college athletics where spending goes down. Now, where it may go down, and I think what we're going to see in terms of college coaches, are there... for other than the select few that are sought after and people will pay whatever they want for them, are college coaches' contracts going to change in terms of how much they're making if they leave for another job or if they're fired? Are they not guaranteed all of that money? Because right now, there's a lot of coaches that are going to keep their jobs this year simply because the extra money that is going to be dedicated to revenue sharing next year, they're figuring this out. And in a couple of years, does it return to, hey, we could fire a coach after 2 years no matter what the buyout is? That buyout right now is probably preventing them from making a change.
All right, we have not talked about the Lions today. We're going to talk about them coming up at 7:50. Any concern, mobile QB, run game, or are we just, hey.
Full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead. And a question. The schedule says this is a road game. I'm not so sure. But first, Heather with the news.
Just in time for America's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the Turkey Trot, the Lions' annual Thanksgiving Day game, the Detroit People Mover is coming back. So we talked about this earlier, but in case you haven't heard, it was closed for 11 weeks to replace sections of the train's original tracks. Well, now the People Mover will reopen next week. So it's going to return, and it's going to run for 36 hours of nonstop service. It's going to start at 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday, November 27th. It's going to run through 7 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, which is November 28th. Pretty cool. And then after the holiday, they're going to introduce new permanent hours. It's going to open a little earlier. It's going to close later on weekdays and on Sunday. So Monday through Friday, it will run 6:30 a.m. to midnight, Saturday 10 a.m. to midnight, and Sunday 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Awesome. I think it's a great sign, too, because more people are down there, more people are moving around the city, and it's just a great indicator of where Detroit is.
Definitely. A Warren police officer was severely injured in a tragic hunting accident last Saturday. It's a really sad story. Officer Nick Cott and his father, they traveled to their cabin in Gladwin, obviously to enjoy this hunting trip together. But the trip took this just grim turn when Cott fell about 25 feet from his tree stand, and he laid there alone for about 3 to 4 hours before he was finally found. He had to be airlifted to the University of Michigan Hospital, where he is now in critical condition. According to his wife, he is on a ventilator. He's unable to feel anything from the neck down. It sounds like could be paralyzed. His wife says it's a miracle that he survived, and she's obviously praying that he will be able to return home and tuck his son send his best friend into bed again. Obviously, other things too, but that's one of the things she's looking forward to. But even when he does return home, it sounds like they're going to need a whole lot of assistance because the house has to be accommodating to his new mode of transportation, which would most likely be a wheelchair. So it's just a really sad story.
Tragic accident.
We've heard these stories of people falling out of their tree stands before. It's just, it's really sad.
Yeah. Hey, it's just like when you go on a boat, you wear your life jacket when you're in a tree stand, and things can happen before you're able to, but wear your safety harness.
Yeah.
It can save your life.
Yep. Some good news. Tarek Skubal celebrated his 28th birthday on Wednesday, which also happened to be the same day that he was named the best pitcher in the American League. So after receiving the Cy Young Award, he went outside where his wife, Jessica, was there, surprised him with a new car. So that's a fun way to celebrate both your birthday and this major award. There was a video that was posted online by Major League Baseball. You can see that they walk out of the house together and his wife asks, you don't see anything? And he kind of looks around and then looks towards the driveway and was like, wait, is that a car? So she got him a car and then his buddies were there too and they hosed him down with champagne and just...
That's awesome.
What a day for him.
What kind of car was it? Do we know?
I couldn't really... It's a black SUV.
Okay. And it was probably dark out?
That's what I... Yeah, it was in the evening. So that's all I got for you. I don't know exactly what kind of car it was, but I'm sure it's something very nice.
Well, that feels like those commercials we get around the holiday where the husband or the wife surprises with the car. And I'm always thinking, that's a big financial decision to surprise your partner with. But in the case of Tarek Skubal, they can afford it.
Yes, they can. They sure can. Do you guys remember the man who allegedly faked his own kayaking death, left behind his wife and kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well...
Uzbekistan guy.
Yes. He is alive, he is well, and he has sent a video to police to confirm it all. Police say that they made contact with this guy through a Russian-speaking woman back on November 11th, and they say they've been in contact with him daily ever since. They don't know where he is, but he is safe somewhere overseas. The video that was sent was from an apartment, he said, somewhere they believe in Eastern Europe. Police say that the man's family does want him to return home, especially as the holidays are approaching, and they're hoping that that can kind of pull at his heartstrings, get him brought home. The story is wild, really, right? And in the video, he has explained how he did it all. I mean, and he really thought the search would be over in about a week, 2 weeks. Didn't realize they'd be searching for him for 54 days. Thought he would just get away with everything. Now his concern is if he returns home, how will he be viewed from his community?
As a scumbag who wasted community resources for 2 months, how else should he be viewed by his community? I mean, come on, dude.
Well, that's what he's nervous for. Yeah, so the police are saying, no.
Oh, so wait, never mind. It's actually going to be totally fine. Just come back. You don't have to face any consequences.
They want him to come home.
Sure.
They want him back. So they're... Well, he could face consequences.
Well, yeah, his family wants him back for different reasons than the police may want him back.
My point was lure him back. Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
It's almost Christmas. Come home to the family. Your kid. He's got three kids.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
But he has to take his shirt off, too, because now all these Hallmark movies are like topless men.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I just watched another one last night, and it was like Magic Mike meets Christmas. Yes, I'm serious.
That's why I asked. So what was the, hot frosty? Yes. That's why I asked. I'm like, what was it rated?
Exactly.
Heather with the news. It's 97.1. Dive into the best pool in history, especially as we're starting to get some snow. You're probably thinking about hitting somewhere warm. Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can watch all the big games at a viewing experience that's designed. Every level of it is designed for you, the sports fan. There are three levels to that beautiful pool, and you have a massive 40-foot tall, high-definition screen to watch all the big games. Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football, with the swim-up bars, the Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Score your perfect spot. It could be the cozy day beds, the private cabanas, lounge at the center of the action, but reserve your place today. 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino. That's downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com. All right, help me out here. The schedule says this is a road game for the Lions. They're going to be at Indianapolis. I don't think this is going to be a road game for the Detroit Lions.
Well, it's road game because there's the at symbol in front of at Indianapolis. If you were to travel down there for work, would you be able to use the expenses as a write-off on your taxes?
Sure.
So classified as a road game.
But
however,
when the game starts and there are 60-65% Lions fans, it's not going to feel like a road game.
It'll be the only way you'll really be able to tell, unless you look closely and say, oh, there's a Lions jersey, will be the cheering. Obviously, that'll be the number one thing, because very similar colors in the stands. Colts, Lions.
I mean, Houston had to use a silent count at home on Sunday Night Football. That's a marquee game. They're wearing their red jerseys, their whatever.
That's a fly-to. This is a drive-to.
Right. This is Midwest footprint, short drive. You probably bought tickets before the season. Many people have made plans to go to this game. We'd love to hear from you. 248-539-9797. Ford Field South. The tour continues. Do you expect this to be a Lions home game? And then we could talk football, too, John. I mean, we haven't really at all touched on the matchup with the Colts. But people can jump in 248-539-9797.
Yeah, it's. I think there's going to be a lot of people that make that trip. And there's what makes it so easy is you could go down on Saturday, but you don't have to.
No.
For all the Big Ten championship games the last 3 years, I've gone down day of. Now, granted, that's a night game. This one's going to be earlier, but you could leave at 7 in the morning, go to the game, and if you wanted to, still drive home at night. That makes for a very long day, or if you could find one that's just a one-night stay, you could stay at a hotel on Sunday night, or it could be a Saturday night if you got to be up at work on Monday morning. But it's
doable.
Very easy trip for Lions fans to be able to make.
Will this be the biggest takeover game of the year? Because of proximity. Like, listen, it's impressive what Lions fans have done in Houston and Green Bay and these other stops.
Proximity and availability.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to sit there and say Indianapolis Colts, hey, they're having a great season. They're all right. They're one game under 500. I don't think they're going to ultimately be a playoff team. I don't think they're ultimately going to contend for the AFC South. So there will be more tickets available, because you always think, okay, well, would more Lions fans want to go to Chicago? Sure. But Chicago, even if they're bad, Chicago fans are going to show up. Yeah. Green Bay, there's been some takeovers at Lambeau, but in large part, they're still, I mean, we may be more vocal than the, you know, the Lambeau, whatever they call them, leapers. But I think going down to Indianapolis is the availability of tickets, affordable tickets, for those that want to go on a road trip.
Well, yeah, and you're right. I think Chicago, because Bears fans are going to support their team. And also, Chicago's a cold weather outdoor game. This is inside. This is a dome. I mean, there's no consideration to sitting out in the cold for 3 hours.
And it's a great city to go to.
Yes.
A lot of good restaurants, a lot of hotel rooms, a lot of they make it very easy to go to Indianapolis for a sporting event.
How do you feel about the matchup? It's a mobile quarterback. You don't have Alex Anzalone. They have a good run game. What do you think?
So I'm really interested. One, I want to see the interior of the offensive line handle DeForest Buckner. Selfishly, you get a chance to see Kwity Paye. But I'm more interested in the development of Jack Campbell, who's going to be wearing the green dot, not just sporadically, but all game long. And I want to see this team. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what type of offense Indianapolis puts out there, because Anthony Richardson, I think this is the second game, right, of his, you're going to be the starter for the rest of the season.
And he led them on a couple fourth quarter scoring drives in his first game back as the starter.
He's very prone to turnovers. And I like that going against this, you know, very turnover heavy defense. But I want to see how they handle a mobile quarterback. He may not be a great quarterback, but one of the skills that he does have is he's a tremendous athlete. He can get outside the pocket. He can extend plays. He can pick up first downs. He can run for a long way really fast. And so I want to see Aaron Glenn construct a game plan to limit, and you're never going to stop a mobile quarterback, but limit their production on the ground.
It's almost like you can soft launch some of what you're going to have to do against a Hurts or an Allen or a Mahomes. Some of the things you're going to have to do from a rush lane standpoint.
Sure.
A package to try to contain a guy like that.
But it's also the full implementation of Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah.
You know, we heard last week that, okay, they were going to try some things out with him. What we've heard from Aaron Glenn is, you know, a couple of whoa moments where they're like, okay, well, we can use him inside to rush. We can use him outside. We can use him as a stand-up, you know, spinner type. Like, the ability to learn more about a player and then deploy him in different scenarios, situations, positions, I'm curious about that as well.
Let's talk football. Let's talk travel plans. Let's get to the phones. Larry in Detroit, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're heading down tomorrow morning. We bought the tickets back when the schedule came out, is what I'm trying to say. And I guess the Lions is having a big tailgate down there at a place called the Industry for season ticket holders. So we were unable to get the tickets for that, but we're taking our tailgate gear down there and we're going to tailgate outside the building, which is like about 3 blocks away from Lucas Oil.
How many, when you say we, how many are you going?
We're going down with 4.
Okay.
And we're staying through Monday.
Okay. Going to make a whole couple nights out of it.
There you go.
We're going down. We're cooking out in the morning. It's just going to be like a regular home game is what we're planning on.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. It's going to be a regular home game for Lions fans.
Yep.
Larry, enjoy the game.
Yeah, travel safe.
Thank you, guys. You guys, thank you very much. Have a good day. Yep.
You Thanks. Too.
Get to Pierre in Windsor. Pierre, your thoughts. You're on 97.1.
So, hey, guys. It's my son's 16th birthday next week. And he mentioned wanting to go do a Honolulu Blue Takeover because he sees him on TV. He gets all excited about it. And I said, nah, it's too expensive. We're not doing it. So he has no idea. But tomorrow morning when he wakes up, I'm going to look at him and say if he's ready to go. And I'm sure he'll be like, what are you talking about? Where are we going? And I'll let him know we're going to go do a Honolulu Blue Takeover. We are leaving tomorrow morning. We'll be back Sunday night. And we plan on tailgating with the Upermans. And we'll hang out with them all morning long.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you going to mess with your son at all? You going to tell him, hey, you're ready to go, and then set the two-minute warning set and watch how fast he can put his stuff in a bag to get ready to go?
Oh, yeah. We're planning on doing a whole video and everything. I'll have all the stuff already all packed up there. But it'll be good.
Well, right. Pierre, that's an awesome story, surprising your son.
Yes.
And I wonder too, like it's probably cheaper to go to this game than a lot of Lions home games, right? So you do, it's expensive travel and Lions home games are expensive. This kind of is a sweet spot for Lions fans because it's drivable, probably more affordable, and you get to be part of the Lions takeover, this phenomenon. Where Lions fans turn road games into home games. Are you going to be part of that this weekend? 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.